Time we got together, we did the introduction to Kof Lama Beis. Again, we were talking about why we say Ashrei quite often. And the ideas behind Ashrei, because in Kof Lama Beis we're discussing the Kedusha Nuvalat Siyum. So before we got to that, obviously we have to ask, we have to understand why you say Ashrei once. Our son, you're saying Ashrei a second time in Shacharis. Why is the reason for that? So we saw the introduction of the Orach HaShulchan last time concerning that. So let's get to the Mechaber. It's on page 26. It's in Kof Lama Beis Aleph. So the Mechaber says as follows: Matargamin Kedushas Uvalat Siyum. We translate the Kedusha of Uvalat Siyum we discussed yesterday. Yesterday. But when the last time we got together. About the Kedushas we say. We have two in Shacharis. The first one that we said, we saw in the Orach HaShulchan, that we say before Shema, is a description of what is said in Shemaim. Second one, the Kedusha, the one thing in Kedusha that we say in Shemon Esrei, in the repetition of Shemon Esrei, is we're participating with the Malachim in saying praise of Hashem. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We discussed that last time. But now we have a third, we have a second Kedusha, right? The first one, so to speak, doesn't count, even though, if you remember, I'm sure you do, a long time ago we had a discussion when we were in before the brachas of Shema, whether you could say that Kedusha before Shema if you're davening by yourself. Remember, we had a discussion about that. Yes, most people can say, some say you shouldn't. Therefore, if you have a Mishnah Berurah sitter, they have the trup in it, and we discussed that. So, but still, we don't consider that bottom lines to be Kedusha. So therefore, we have the Kedusha that we say in the repetition of Shemon Esrei and this Kedusha. We'll get to that in a second. So we translate it. Mishnah Berurah says, why do we translate it? Now again, don't think card scroll. We translate it to Aramaic, which all of you know, right? So we translate it. Why? So Mishnah Berurah says, Kedesh Yavinu Hakol. So everyone should understand what we're doing. So again, we've discussed this many times before, but there's a tip-off. If anything in davening, anytime is in Aramaic, you know it's on a very high level. Very high level. So so for example, Brik Shmei is on a very high level. Yekum Perkon is a very important tefillah. Rabbi Shai Kohn told me many years ago, remember this, people don't know this. I'm sure I mentioned it before. Rabbi Shai Kohn told me, most people don't know that the very first, I don't want to use this word, takana, wasn't it, the hashkasa, that the reform movement did. What do you think? Put an organ in the shul, right? To take down the machitza, right? Get rid of one of those things, right? That's what most people think. So Rabbi Shai Kohn told me that's not true. The very first thing they did is they took out your kum perkon from davening. Because we all know what the first year kum perkon talks about the whole hierarchy that there was in Babylonia, in Babel, the Reish Galusa, the Reish Mitzvasa, the Yonav Bevel, right? The Dayanim and the heads of the Masivtas and the subsets of that and all. We don't got it no more, right? What are you talking about? So they got rid of that. It's in Aramaic, right? Nobody understands Aramaic. Well, in their crowd, nobody understands Aramaic. But, they got rid of that. So when you think about it, look what it led to. So what's the answer? The answer is, did they violate a halacha? Of course it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to say. But the idea is, you throw out a minog, throw out a custom, what happens? The whole thing goes out. Right, we discussed it before in the Shari Halacha, sure we discuss this. So things that are in Aramaic on a very high level, there's reasons for that. This Kedusha included. So we translate it. But Tzarech Lizahir, the Machaber continues, Bo Me'od. You have to be very careful. Promise it's at the end of davening. That's right. But you have to be very careful, Lo Omro Bekavana. To say the Kedusha de Sidrasa, we'll see what that is in a second, to say it with concentration. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim brings down a Gemara. The Gemara says, Miyom Shachar of HaMikdash, that since the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Alma Kaya Kedusha de Sidra. The world sustains itself because of this Kedusha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes on, therefore, say that sometimes we see this in Hilchos Shabbos also. They used to make public announcements, not like we do, but you know, like real, like for example, in Hilchos Shabbos, they talk about, they used to announce somebody who had wine. So could you announce that on Shabbos? Or it's not Shabbos dick because, you know, people are going to go up to them and say, can I have some wine? And, you know, how do you transact? But on the other hand, you could because people need wine on Shabbos. Or let's say somebody lost an object, you announce that on Shabbos, you know, because everybody's in control on Shabbos. So there's a whole discussion about what you can and cannot announce on Shabbos. So the same thing during the week. The Mishnah Berurah says that when they made these public announcements, you should make it before Ashrei, not after Ashrei, because then you shouldn't interrupt. Once you start saying Ashrei, between Ashrei, Lam Nesach, and Valetzion, it's all one package. So you should make the announcements before. Again, so you have to be very, very careful about saying this Kedusha for the reasons we just mentioned. The Ramah says, V'ula'inyan im hayachid omra, dina kedin Kedusha shebiyotzer. So as I mentioned before, let's say unfortunately you're davening by yourself, do you say this Kedusha? So now if we say it's a Kedusha, well, then you can't say it without a minion. Right? It's a Kedusha. So then the question is, could you say it if you're davening on your own? So Mishnah Berurah says, look in Nun Tes, because it would be the same thing as we discussed before about that Kedusha that we say before Shema. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Ramah over there says that the minog is to say it, even though you're davening by yourself and it's a Kedusha. A Kedusha usually needs a minion. But still, if you're davening by yourself, you could say this Kedusha. But obviously, and I'm sure everybody's aware of this, Mishnah Berurah says, L'chachilo, you should say it with a tzibor. So therefore, the Chabad Chaim says, so let's say you're lagging behind, right? Could be, right? You're up to Ashrei, they're already up to the Kedusha de Sidra, that's what this is called. They're up to Valetzion. So they're saying the Kedusha. You're in Ashrei, or whatever you may be, right? Tachma, whatever it may be. So what do? Giddy up and say the Kedusha with them, right? Because it's better, again, to avoid the whole problem, to say the Kedusha with a minion. So that's what you should do. And afterwards, you say Ashrei, Lam Netzeach, and Ve'ata Kadosh, and Vani Zos Brisi, and then you skip the Kedusha and go on because you said that already. And then pick it up afterwards. That's what you would do. And the Ramah finishes, Uve Kedusha Shevetargum Yachid Omra Veloshnayim. The Targum part, right, we just said you translate it. Why? So everyone understand it. Why? Because it's so important. So the Targum, the Aramaic part, an individual could say it, Veloshnayim, but not two people. Two people should not say it. So Mishnah Berurah says, the reason is because the Psukim of Kedusha are said specifically in Rabbim with a minyan, and the Targum ones are specifically said privately by individuals. Why? Because since everyone knows Targum, so you don't say it by Rabbim, you just say it with private individuals. So therefore, the Ramah finishes, Ve'ema Omra B'kol Ram, and you shouldn't say it out loud. So what I'll leave you with the question with is, okay, this is all fine and dandy, but, so in other words, in the between, you say the stuff quietly. But the problem is, it's a multifaceted question. What do you do with the third step? We all know that in Kedusha, we have Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Hashem Olam Voed. And then there's Machlokes about the third step. Hashem Yimelech Olam Voed. Okay? So, if you look in the lead-ins to all these Kedushas, to the three steps, Ata Kadosh, Baruch Shem, they're all in Hebrew. But before, as you know, before Hashem Yilal Kol Olam Voed, it's just Aramaic. Masar Ben Shkintei. So now, at least according to this Ramah, it would seem to be saying that, let's say you want everyone to say Hashem Yilal Kol Olam Voed together, right? Everybody says Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh together. Everybody says Baruch Shem Mim Kama together. So how about Hashem Yilal Kol Olam Voed? If you say that everyone should say Hashem Yilal Kol Olam Voed together, so then how do we do that? Naturally, the idea would be that the Chazan should say the lead-in. The lead-in right before it is in Aramaic. So if he's going to say Masar Beishkinte, well, you just say you don't say it aloud. You also don't say you don't say Betzibur. So there's a couple of answers. Either you don't say it, or he should maybe say Hashem, and everybody say Hashem, you welcome what together. Or there might be another opinion. We'll think about that. We'll pick that up in Mirza Shem next time we're together. Right?